This is Jeff with the Change Militia. And this meditation will be one to help you open up to the possibility of intimacy. And it's the energetic possibility of intimacy. And what we're going to be playing with is lowering your resistance, that habitual posturing that you might have that limits the capacity and the capability for intimacy. So the first thing is find yourself a comfortable seat. I have a pillow behind my back providing a little bit of support. My legs are gently crossed. Just find some place that's comfortable for you. If it works better for you to recline, then recline. Once you get comfortable, take a couple of deep purging breaths. So inhale deeply and then exhale with a sigh. And each time you exhale, see if you can allow yourself to soften, to melt just a little bit. Now allow your eyes to gently close. And starting at your feet, feel the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the fascia in and around your ankles start to relax and soften, melt. You know, find a word that works for you. And bring your attention to your ankles. And work your way up the leg. Bring your attention and your focus to your calves. Let your calves relax. All of the muscles, tendons, and fascia in your lower legs relax. Move to your knees. Feel your knees relax. All of the fluids in and around your knees, the muscles, the tendons, the fascia. And then your upper legs, your hamstrings, and your quadriceps, adductors. Everything softens and relaxes. And focus on feeling these areas as I highlight them. You know, make a connection from your mind to your body. And then make an emotional connection. Feel them. Feel the emotional quality of each of these components. Work your way to your hips and your groin. See what you feel and where you feel it. Connect from your mind to your muscle. The tissues, the fluids, the organs. Check in emotionally what's going on in your groin and your hips, and include your low belly. And the area below your belly button. Feel it, allow it soften, melt. And be open to creating an emotional dialogue with those components and areas in your body that we're highlighting. So as you feel into your low belly and your groin and your hips, see if you can feel any emotion begin to percolate up. If there's sensation, pain, tightness, numbness, be aware of that. and see if you can let everything soften. Continue up to your diaphragm and upper belly, your core, around to your low back and mid back. Create that same dialogue. Your chest, your lungs, your heart, your upper chest and thymus, your upper back, the base of your neck. See what you can feel. Focus your mind to connect to these areas. Soften. Relax. If you feel your mind going to story creation or labeling of any kind, let that go and just feel. Feel and connect. Now bring your awareness to your hands. Allow your hands to relax, to soften. The muscles in and around your thumbs and wrists, the palms of your hands and the back of your hands. See if you can feel the webbing between your base of your fingers. Check for that emotional quality in your hands. It's there. You may have never looked for it before, but as you practice this, you'll find it. Check for tension in your wrists and see if you can relax that without moving. Work your way up to your forearms and your elbows. Soften, melt, relax, feel. Move into your biceps and triceps, your upper arms and your shoulders. Check in with your neck and your throat, those muscles that help you swallow and speak, the tissues, organs, nodes that exist in and around your neck. Create a dialogue, focus, feel, relax. Come into your jaw and your ears. We all hold a lot of tension in our jaws, so see if you can feel that. There's a fear there and a lot of resistance. Allow it to relax. And take in the rest of your head, your lips, your nose, your eyes, your scalp. Let them soften, focus, relax, feel. And if your eyes aren't, let them gently close. And we're going to create a visual of intimacy. So in your mind's eye, picture yourself calm, relaxed, unguarded. And as you create that picture of yourself, see kind of an ultimate calmness where you're completely relaxed. You're unguarded. You have no worries. Your radar is completely turned off. You're just in this simple existence. Now create another picture of yourself side by side, of you incredibly vibrant and energized, self-confident, self-aware, happy, playful, and just feeling like you want to move. There's a fluidity to that manifestation of you. So on one side you have a you that is calm, centered, lacking any defenses, just knowing that there's safety, there's a self-assuredness. And the other side, it's incredibly vibrant you, you know, you being you 100%. There's no pretense, there's no posturing. If you're strong, you're playful. And then once you have those two versions of you together, slowly allow them to merge. They're coming together. The self-assured and the vibrant, the calm and the expansive, the relaxed and the playful. And as they come together, that's the intimate you. You're not worried. You're playful. You're open. You're welcoming. You have no outer judgment, demands, or expectations. You're just in a place of playful self-assuredness. So feel that, and then feel your idea of intimacy. And your idea of intimacy probably is much more limited. It has walls and a floor and a ceiling. There's rights and wrongs and cans and can'ts. So see if you can take that version of you, that previous version of intimate you, and begin to allow it to melt, to wane, to become transparent, and maybe to melt to the place where it no longer exists. The new intimate you is bright and vibrant and playful, open and welcoming, non-judgmental and tolerant. There's an allowing for possibilities and newness. And when you find yourself in relationship with someone, whether it's a conversation or just a salutation in passing, allow that new intimate you to come out. Be playful, be warm, be welcoming, be open to new possibilities. So sit as long as it's comfortable for you. And before you get up, take a few deep breaths and settle into that possibility that this is an opportunity for a newness, a new you, a new way of being with an intimacy that has no ceiling, that has no walls or floor. There is an openness, a self-assuredness, and and probably most importantly, a playfulness. And take it with you. Thank you.